My approach starts by arranging to meet the new mentee in a relaxed and quiet space, deliberately away from their coaching environment. And I'll ask them to prepare for this meeting by thinking about their expectations of the program and why they've become involved. When we meet, I very consciously wear casual everyday clothes and not the branded kit supplied by the governing body. After the initial welcoming conversation and small talk, I'll ask for their ideas and expectations, such as what do they hope to achieve and what would success look like to them. In a way, I'm exploring what kind of outcome they would like to achieve. I don't take any notes, I just sit and listen and give them all my attention and probably gently probe with a few questions. I might then take my turn and briefly explain the program and provide an overview of my role and my background without being too elaborate. For example, I sometimes avoid mentioning that I work in a university since this can create a certain impression for some people. I then steer the conversation away from the mentoring program and ask them more general questions about their coaching, their job or career, maybe about their children, family and other interests. Because very often the coach I'm mentoring is a parent whose son or daughter either plays on the team or another team at the club. My purpose is to try and find out about them as a person first and a coach second. Interspersed with bits of general conversation, I try to understand why they coach, their values, and what they believe their role and purpose as a coach is and how they want to develop. I also try to find a connection in this conversation through which I can share my experiences with them. For example, we might share experiences such as communicating and working with parents. This helps me to build some empathy and connect with them on a personal level. Before I head home, I make some notes and start to assess where and how this relationship might progress.